Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Final hour for us, brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day coming up in just a couple of minutes from right now. Nice series win over the Brewers for the Braves. The bats got going last night.
Yeah, man.
Hopefully tonight they can get some guys on base and then get the bats going again. Solo home runs are great. Well, look, we're not complaining. We'll take
them. Hell no.
We will not complain. And a lot of people are going to get to watch the Braves tonight for the first time in a while as well, as they'll be back on Comcast. Comcast and Bally figured it out. I don't know what they took so long, but whatever, man. They got it done. So you get to watch them tonight if you haven't watched them since they were 19-9.
Yeah.
They were 19 and they were rolling. They got off to a great start. And then they went off TV and kind of played like it. And then they went back on. And so hopefully they'll start playing good again, too. All right. Smokin' Joe Patrick's going to join us in 20 minutes. We'll talk some Falcons with him as the Falcons have a day off today from training camp. And then get to an AMA at 140.
Hey, Cecil, the Braves back on TV.
Exactly.
No more fishing.
Exactly.
Yeah, they go, yeah, Cecil and Aunt Mary. Yeah, they can sit there and watch that damn Braves.
They're going to get to watch them.
Hey, Cecil.
Now, I feel like a lot of folks that, you know, not everybody, but there's a lot of folks that you just turn it on. It's summertime. Mm-hmm. It's a nice evening thing to do. Maybe we have dinner, sitting in our Lazy Boys. You get the TV tray out, you know.
Still have a TV guy. Do they make TV guy anymore?
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
I hope so. I hope they're still printing them and mailing them and all that kind of stuff. And every night, they've just been checking.
Yep.
All right, 7. Where's Chip at? No. No, Chip's not the guy anymore.
Yeah.
And, they're not on. They're going to turn it on tonight, and they're going to be there.
Yep.
There they are.
Never.
There's the Braves.
It's going to be right there. You in your coffee can.
Hey, they're back.
Yeah, man.
They're going to be in for a rude surprise, though. Because a lot of guys aren't there.
Where's that? Hey,
where's Acuna?
Hey, where's Acuna at? That's it right there. Hey, where's Acuna?
Where's Acuna?
He's hurt.
Yeah.
When did this happen?
Ozzie Albies is hurt. Michael Harris is hurt. Now, they know Strider's hurt because that happened early enough in the season.
When did this happen?
Wait a minute. Is that Jorge Soler? Is this a replay?
No.
Is this a replay from 21?
No. Is that George?
Is that George? That's George.
Is that George?
Yeah, no, there's going to be a lot of, if you haven't watched, yeah, it really, because we always do this in sports, it's like, man, if you would have told me this would happen, I wouldn't believe you. I'm going to stop saying that. Yes, I would have.
Baby, where's my solar-powered shirt?
You know, solar. Hey, get solar. The solar power.
Yeah.
Hey, George Solar's back out there.
Back? Hey!
But like if you woke up from a coma or something like that and someone had to explain to you what was happening with the Braves, a lot of the elderly Braves fans are going to wake up from the coma tonight.
Yeah.
TV's going to come on and be like, huh, well, Charlie Morton's still on the mound. Yeah. We're familiar with him.
He's out. Charlie's tonight, right?
Yeah.
Let go, Charlie.
There you go. But, he was great last time.
Yeah, but I can see that right there. Oh, damn. They brought that one back.
None of the guys, all the guys. Oh, well, okay. If you're talking about Luke Jackson.
Yeah, they brought that guy back.
Maybe they changed his number for Juju, you know?
Yeah, let me get my defibrillator.
I know. I worry for my father-in-law.
He's going to be all right.
I hope so. He's gonna be all right. Never know. He's had multiple heart attacks. I don't know if Luke Jackson is because of it, but Luke Jackson was on the team when he had them, so hasn't had one since, and now Luke Jackson's back. By the way, speaking of in-laws, happy birthday to my mother-in-law.
Hey, happy birthday, Jill.
The beautiful Julie Davis turns. Hey, not going to say how old today.
I thought you were going to, though.
Yep. She has a birthday today.
Sweet lady.
Yep, she's such, wonderful lady.
Such a sweet lady.
Likes to cuss.
And that's what I like about her, too, because when you meet Julie, first thing you hear, her voice.
Kind of a high-pitched, very voice, sweet southern voice.
But if she says, like, a curse word, it just sounds that much better.
Yeah, and she has a lot of, like, hilarious, like, southernisms that I would never have heard of in a million years had I not married.
What's a southernism?
Just a phrase that people in Seattle don't say. Like, I don't know. She said one time we were at the beach and it was a very hot day. Uh-huh. And she's like, "Oh man, I'm hot as a what does she say? Let me make sure I get it right. Like a spread out breakfast or something like that." She goes, "I'm as hot as a spread out breakfast." And I was like, "What the?
Cooking with fish grease?
Is that that
bless
kind of
your
stuff.
Heart? Is
but
probably
he, bless
one?
Him, yeah, but there's like very specific weird stuff. Like she referred to something as spraddle legged one time. Well, of course you can't. He's spraddle-legged. And I was like, well, that is not a real word.
I never
It's not in Webster's dictionary.
I'm country.
Yeah, you know, but you guys are a different brand of country.
Spraddle-legged?
You're from South Georgia. She's from the Appalachian Mountains. She's sort of more like, and I say this with love because I love my family, but they would all agree that this is true. She's more of like a hillbilly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the word again?
Spraddle-legged.
Spraddle-legged.
And I think that means kind of like bow-legged.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
That was a thing, though. And then we got to go to the thing. But that was the thing when I was growing up. Like, cats wanted to be bow-legged.
Yeah.
And so you tried to walk that little bow and, like, try to walk on, like, on your outside edges of your feet.
Now, why is that?
I don't know.
Why were the fellas trying to be bow-legged back
know.
In the day?
I don't know. Like, I was never, you know, because that I just always been a bow-legged Keisha. Like bow leg Keisha.
Now I understand why you might look.
Yeah,
for
that's
one
what I'm saying.
Because
Keisha had that bow leg when she's always wear them rompers. Romper Keisha with the bow legs drive us crazy when we were boys. But then there was this what we call it a street pharmaceutical where we lived at.
Okay,
dude sold street pharmaceuticals.
I don't know what that is. That what does that mean? I think I know what it means, but I'm just confirming.
It's what you mean.
Yeah, okay. Got it. I'm just making sure.
Yeah. And so his name was.
I didn't know if there was a drugstore called Street Pharmaceuticals
so Ray,
in Peach County. Yeah, I was just making sure.
So, like, Ray had the. Now, Ray had the bowlegs. Now, we think it's because his mama carried him on his hip all the time.
Could be. Yeah.
His mama was big boned, so his legs got stuck like that.
Right. Okay.
And so Ray was a dope. Street pharmaceutical.
Okay.
And Ray would like have all the chicks. So we thought it was the bow legs, not knowing we were young then, not knowing that it was the bread.
It was the drug money.
Yeah, not knowing that. So everybody was like, I'm a bow leg.
Just process of elimination.
Yeah, we didn't know.
You guys walked around bow legged for a couple weeks, didn't change anything.
Yeah.
It must be something else.
Yeah, we know. It must be something else
Ray's doing.
Hey, Ray had a damn, like a red Saab.
Oh yeah, dude. Sure.
Yeah, you remember
Saabs were.
No, he had a red Saab. We thought
Saabs were nice
we
back in the day.
He was like, he was the coolest dude ever. Had women, everything, and a Saab. Now he might be just you know.
Yeah, he just had money and those bow legs.
Yeah, but we thought, yeah.
I don't know.
Bow legged Keisha in the romper though.
Is a bow legged like when you're young and bow legged? Does that tend to go away, or is that like something that's indicative? Like, he's gonna be because I believe that I may have a bow legged son.
Yeah.
Seems as though young Jack, because he's walking now, you know, he's just kind of freshly walking. He's doing his thing, moving around a little bit. And those knees are pretty far apart, which is fine. He's got a nice wide base, you know, a good stance. He's got himself, you know, he's got a good low center of gravity. But I think he might be bow-legged.
Zyke?
Yeah. Yes. What other son you think I was talking about?
I know. No, I'm saying, when you just said, I was like.
You know something I don't know?
No. Who, Zyke?
Got a son out here somewhere?
No, Zyke, once them rolls go away, he'll be fine.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, no, he's a little chunked up on the lower half.
Yeah, well, once the rolls go away, my boy will be straight leg.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just was wondering, does bow leg people end up being great athletes? Because if he's bow legged, I'm fine with that.
Let's ask some bow legged folks. We got
all you bow legged.
All right, bow legged people out there. Did it go away?
All you spraddle legged folks out there.
Spraddle legged.
Did it go away, A? And if it did not, was it a benefit in life in any way, shape, or form? I mean, riding horses obviously would help.
Damn it.
Easier to do that.
For the Esquarians?
If you end up being in that. I don't even know what it is. Equine?
I don't know.
Equestrian.
Equestrian.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, you go into equestrian. You could be an Olympian or a jockey. You could be a jockey.
Can we go?
I don't know how big Jack's going to be, but I think he's going to be bigger than a jockey.
Somebody's riding a horse, shooting a gun?
Probably. Maybe I think that's called equestrian.
Maybe you're good at that.
Look, I'll take an Olympian.
I know shooting is in one of the athlons.
Is there a sport that you wouldn't want your son to gold medal in?
Yes.
What?
I'm not going to say it.
Say it.
No, man.
Why not?
No.
World-class athlete gold medalist. Period.
I will be proud.
Doesn't matter if you're the 100-meter dash.
I will be proud. If my child.
Doesn't matter if you're a male gymnast.
If my child came home with a gold medal, I'd be proud no matter what.
What sport would be the most proud?
All of them.
Really? Oh, I think I'd probably be most proud if he was, like, on the Olympic basketball team.
Well, obviously, Andy, but you let my...
Because I'd be most rich.
My son comes home with a gold medal. In any event, I would be happy.
Me too.
All right, then.
Which one are you least proud of?
There's no least in it, okay?
I just really want you to say
I know you do, and I'm not going to.
All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Big story.
I'm not going
to.
Brought
to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Matt Olson's kind of bow-legged.
Bow!
Woo!
Facing Matt Olson. Olson out to right center field. That ball's hit deep, and that ball is out of here into Toyota territory. Two home run game for Matt Olson, and Atlanta adds on to the eighth. Travis d'Arnaud, are they going to do it again? Deep left center, yes! Twice today, back-to-back for Matt Olson and Travis d'Arnaud.
You love to see it. The bat's going a little bit in Milwaukee. Braves get the series, get the win yesterday, 6-2. Jorge Soler in the lineup yesterday, hitting leadoff, didn't get any hits, but did get a walk. Obviously, the back-to-back home runs twice by Olson and d'Arnaud are fantastic to see. And d'Arnaud was excellent in July.
He was great.
He batted .370 in July. Olson over the last week has been really good. Austin Riley for about a month now, month plus, has been really good. So hopefully it's starting to come around a little bit offensively. Chris Sale didn't get the win yesterday, but did go 5 2/3 and only gave up 2 runs. Wasn't like his sharpest best, but was still pretty damn good. And the Braves get the win, come home with the series victory, and a chance to hopefully do the same thing against the Marlins this weekend and tonight.
They touched him up late, by Chris Sale. They touched him up late, and Snicker had to get him out of there, but they were able to capitalize. We talked about it earlier. Sometimes, you know, when it's your time or it's your turn, like that Austin Riley hit. Like maybe 2 weeks ago, that ball stopped. They're out the inning, but it got through, and those runs scored and everything. You were able to win the game. I mean, obviously, we talk about the home runs, the two back to back things between Matt Olson and Travis d'Arnaud. But I just, you know, and I'm not saying they turned the corner. It was just a good win, a good series win, nice road trip. Also, because when the road trip started, it was a damn disaster.
Yes.
You know, and now it rounded out well for everybody.
It looked like things were going to go sideways.
They
lost those first two games of the Mets.
It was really bad. But they were able to fix some things. I know we talked about the first game in Milwaukee was awful, how the bottom fell out.
Yeah.
But they were able to salvage some things, good signs from some other guys. Soler, if he would have caught one of those balls yesterday, it would have hit like Green Bay.
Oh yeah, he was trying to park everything. Reannounce his re-arrival in Atlanta.
Yes, maybe he was trying to park everything.
Maybe he'll do it tonight. These guys all like to hit against the Marlins. They've all had great numbers against them. They do. They're bad, and they traded all their guys too. So
yes,
even
the Marlins.
The Marlins made the playoffs last year.
Yes,
didn't they
did.
They were in the playoffs last year.
Yes, they did. They stink.
Now they got nothing. So
they stink. Don't go tricking off to the Marlins.
Take advantage
of
that.
Go, Charlie.
Could see Max Fried and this weekend as well, depending on how they feel following some bullpen sessions. So, I mean, that's as good as a trade right there, getting those guys back.
Don't do that.
It is. I just
don't do that.
Shout out to my guy, Chip. This is as good as a trade.
Don't do that.
You weren't going to get anyone on the market as good as Max Fried.
Don't do that.
Okay? That's the other justification for not trading. Well, you weren't going to get anybody as good as Acuna anyway. I guess that's true. So I guess they shouldn't have traded for anyone.
Well, where's Acuna at? Where's Acuna?
Where is he?
Did he go back to Gannett? Gannett. What you mean? It's Gannett.
Yeah. Acuna's in Gannett. Nah, his knee broke again, unfortunately. They're going to find out so many sad things about what happened in the Braves season while they weren't watching. But now they're back on TV, and hopefully they'll get right back at it. We'll see. Smokin' Joe Patrick's going to join us next. We're going to talk to him about what he's observed the first week plus of Falcons training camp. Day off today, but we'll see what Joe knows about the Falcons coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Check it out. You already know this your folks. Trillville.
Yes, sir.
And you already know you tune in to 92.9 The Game with who?
Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back, man.
Whoop.
Whoop. Man, I know you play this every first of the month. It really does make me realize how fast every month
man,
is going.
Man, it's crazy.
August 1st? Pre-K today.
Man,
Pre-K drop-off today.
Yeah, man.
She was very proud.
She was very, very excited. That's awesome.
She wanted to wear, she has a nice dress. She wore to a wedding earlier this year. It's got stars all over it. She wanted to wear the star dress.
Damn right.
Yeah, she's a star.
You're damn right.
That's right.
Yeah, man. And that's the thing about navigating, because we're going to a new school this year.
Right.
Going to middle school, going to middle school, so got a new route.
By the way, if you want to listen to us talk about our middle school experiences.
Yes, it was so good.
Listen to the Off the Cuff podcast today.
A lot of violence.
A lot of violence. But middle school, a lot of violence
in our middle school.
That's what it is.
Got to figure out new routes to this new school and everything. But we're going to make it. And I'm going to tick some people off. I really don't care, because my truck's probably bigger than yours. So, all right, I'm going to get in there, lady. you ain't got to put on brakes. But I promise you, I'm going to get this big old truck
in there. See, that's how people treat us, Prius. People.
Yeah, I'm gonna get
in there.
That's how I'm gonna treat it like a Prius. I don't care. Yeah. That's how I view it, man. But yeah, it's a lot of restrictions over there. This is neighborhood to where I'm thinking, like, you know, I can drop him off right here. He can just walk because it's a crosswalk. No dropping off of children right here.
Man.
Four or five signs.
Yeah. So. Now, they're very specific about how they want you to line up in that line.
Yeah,
they?
Man. We're going to figure this out, though.
All right.
We're going to figure this out.
I'm sure you will. You know whose ears perked up when we said we did a podcast about violence? Smoking Joe Patrick. That's who.
In one quarter, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday host, Andy and Randy.
You're right. Just
under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other quarter, 92.9 The Game's reporter, Smokin' Joe Patrick, at an undisclosed height and weight because he likes to cause trouble.
What are you doing with the off day, Joe? How are you? Because it's been go, go, go. Once it starts, it starts. What have you been doing with a little time?
Yeah, it was nice. I played some golf this morning with fellow reporter for the Falcons for Sports Illustrated, Daniel Flick. That was a fun time. We played at a place called Sugar Creek, which I had never heard of, but it's kind of down in, like, I guess southeast DeKalb, somewhere down there. And it was good. It was like 40. Actually, I should have paid less because I am a resident of DeKalb County, but it was like $44. Nice golf course. I don't think it gets used very often. Yeah, funded by the county and everything. So it was a good time down there today.
You're not flexing?
Beat writer behavior.
It's flexing, man.
If only I had a straw hat on out there, that would be like, yeah, that would be peak, truly peak beat reporter behavior. But yeah, playing golf on the off day for sure.
How did it go? What'd you shoot?
He ain't flexing about the golf. He flexed about with the guy.
He's with the Sports Illustrated.
Sports Illustrated.
I know. This is flexing. All
right, Joe.
Rubbing elbows.
All right, Joe.
What'd you shoot?
I shot an 81.
Another flex. On the front nine? Or?
Yeah, on the front nine. Okay, no. I shot an 81. It was solid. It was a good day.
Done. Smoking Joe Pat. Go ahead.
I got to pick up on this, the middle school violence.
Okay.
Because it made me think of a story that happened in my neighborhood. Because, you know, middle school, especially for boys, it's like when you hit puberty, you start getting stronger, or some people start getting stronger, some others don't.
Yep.
And there was a Halloween, you know, Halloween was always a big thing, and like, there was always people getting into trouble and whatever.
Yep.
And I guess there was a bullying event that happened in the neighborhood where a group of kids had, you know, bullied one kid, and they pinned him down and apparently, allegedly, beat him with a Nerds rope.
Ooh.
And it was just, it's got to be one of the most insulting ways to actually get beat up is to hit with a Nerds rope.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, violence and middle school go together.
They do.
Because you're like,
yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to let you pick on me.
No, it's full on.
I'm not going to let you pick on me.
It's full on, like, nature, like, Discovery Channel wildlife. Yes. Like, because, like Joe said, everybody's hitting it at a different point, right? Like, some people are late bloomers, some whatever. Like, you get to sixth grade, and the difference between a sixth grader who's not hit puberty and an eighth grader who has, that's a man and a boy right there.
And for whatever
reason,
we gonna knuckle up.
The people in the the guy who did is like, oh, I want to fight that one.
I want to beat up the little kid. Well, they come on up here because this little kid crazy as hell.
Yeah, sometimes you run up on a little kid who's Randy, and then you get beat up.
Mama said, when your mama sent you to sixth grade, like, hey, don't let nobody punk you. I saw your mama see you. Your mama see you in middle school like that.
That really is.
We're gonna be fighting.
The middle school pep talk you need.
Yes.
Like, keep your head on a swivel. Yeah, don't let anybody
your
punk
mama
you.
Tell you that for your first day sixth grade. Hey, don't let nobody punk you.
All right. So we got about a week of training camp in the books. We've been able to get out there and observe and interview and do all kinds of different stuff. It's really been great to have football back. What has stood out? Has there been an individual whose performance has stood out? Maybe they've gotten more run with the ones than you would have expected. Maybe give the listeners a player or two or three that have stood out to you thus far.
Yeah. So, you know, so many different ways you can go with that. I think overarching, and I won't spend too much time on this, but like, obviously you get the different feel with Kirk Cousins as the quarterback of this team. And I got to say, I think one of the storylines that hasn't been discussed because it hasn't really been a story, and I think a lot of people thought it was going to be a story, but the relationship between Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix seems absolutely great. It just seems really, really good. I think both for both quarterbacks, but, you know, for Penix especially to be able to learn from Kirk Cousins, we've talked kind of about how he's been able to pick up some things on the way that Kirk takes notes and just like the questions that he asks and the way he kind of, you know, probes in that meeting room. I think it's just a really great experience for Michael Penix to kind of learn off of. And, you know, when that draft pick was made, there was lots of consternation that this was going to be some kind of, you know, feud, or there's going to be kind of bad feelings there. And that has just not happened whatsoever. You would not even know that it was a storyline that people were talking about. So I think that that's, you know, a really great thing. And it's a testament to all, you know, all the guys involved, for Kirk, for Penix, for the coaches that have kind of helped ease over the situation. I'm sure there are still some kind of hurt feelings and whatnot on the business side of it from, you know, various people connected to the players, but it really seems like they are totally kind of on the same page when they're there at the facility. In terms of kind of players that are, you know, I don't want to say, I don't know, breaking out is the right word,
it's
but players
probably too
who,
early to say that, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, but players who we don't really talk about as much, you know, I think Darnell Mooney and Ray-Ray McCloud, both in that receiving room, are going to really change things and change the, honestly, the look and feel of this Falcons offense, where last year you had so many players at those receiving positions, both at tight end and receiver, who were really like big physical ball winner types who were not, you know, getting a lot of separation from their opponents. They were running kind of routes that were kind of stopped. They were stopping, you know, on whether comeback routes or things like that. And I think that in this system, especially when you talk about these two players who I think kind of illustrate best what Zach Robinson wants out of these his receiving roles, is these guys who are running drags, running crossers, and actually able to get separations and whip routes, things like that. And Kirk has even talked specifically about Ray-Ray McCloud, who has not really been a featured wide receiver on any team that he's played on so far in his career, and you know, that he can really kind of show himself in a way that he hasn't been able to because he's been part of some really talented teams with the Niners and Steelers in his career. So I think those two guys are really looking to – they could really kind of change the way that this Falcons offense really looks. And then on the defensive side of the ball, there are some breakout players that people don't really talk about, but I think one name that might be somewhat familiar for a lot of people is Taquan Graham on that defensive line has kind of really stood out and gotten a lot of reps with the ones, especially when you're trying to rest Grady and limit his workload. Taquan Graham looks like he's ready to kind of step back into – a role in a 3-4 scheme that is really going to fit him a lot better than Ryan Nielsen's scheme did. I think there's just generally going to be quite a few players that fit a lot better in this defense because of the scheme change, where they can be a little bit more dynamic, especially along that defensive line.
What do you expect to see tomorrow, Joe? Because the last time they were able to practice in front of fans, they didn't have any pads on or anything like that. You think it's going to be a regular practice or possibly something, you know, more team aspects and everything like that? Because the fans want to come see real football. I know they're going to cheer in the one-on-ones when one of the receivers makes a catch, but do you think it'll be a little bit more up-tempo because the pads are on?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I was talking to Raheem Morris about this before practice yesterday, when we got out there on the field after the media session, or I guess there wasn't a media session in the morning, I got pushed back, but we were just chatting kind of about the practices so far this week, and he said that, you know, the one 2 days ago was kind of a little bit lower. That first day they put on the pads was just kind of getting acclimated to the pads. Yesterday was a step up, and it felt like a longer practice to me than the day before, and then, you know, he called that like a medium practice, and then this one on Friday, at least, you know, his expectations were this is going to be one where they go pretty kind of full tilt. You know, they're obviously not going to be bringing guys down to the ground and going full on scrimmage mode, but you know, they will be going, like, you know, basically as hard as they can go intensity wise with the pads. And I think that should make for, you know, as good of a spectacle as you can have for the fans who get in the building. And I just generally think, I know the players, they always say, you know, we're going to we obviously put our best reps in on every single rep. Doesn't really matter if fans are there or not. But I do think that there will be something to the player, you know, in the player's mind where, you know, you're on the field where you're going to be playing on Sundays and you've got fans in the stands. And it's going to be kind of in the evening, not early in the morning. I think that, you know, temperature is going to be perfect, obviously, inside that venue. I think that's going to kind of get these guys flying around tomorrow.
Smoke and Joe Patrick joining us here, talking some Falcons football, 92.9 The Game Falcons reporter. What has it looked like as far as the depth goes in the secondary? I know that's something that we've been paying attention to as far as who the other corners are going to be aside from A.J. Terrell. What does some of the safety rotations look like? What have you seen in the first week or so from who's on the, I guess, on the starting group in the secondary?
Yeah, interestingly, it looks like, you know, Richie Grant has been taking most of the first team reps at the safety position opposite Jesse Bates, which we all kind of, I think, assumed it was going to be DeMarco Helms because he's the one who kind of ended the season in that role. But, you know, Grant seems to have kind of reclaimed that with a good summer, a good spring and summer. And, you know, that's the same reason why Mike Hughes also has been stuck in that CB2 role, which Jimmy Lake said yesterday was down to what he showed the coaches during the OTA sessions. And honestly, I do think that a lot of this stuff is down to not just what they're showing on the field and the reps, but also just the way that they interact with the coaches in their meeting rooms when they're watching the film and being able to, you know, properly digest and diagnose the plays and understand their assignments, which we aren't really privy to firsthand on the field, but that's evidenced by the fact that they are getting those reps with the starters. It's an interesting group to talk about because there are some definite question marks on the starting unit when you talk about guys like Mike Hughes and Richie Grant. But also, like, when you take into account the entirety, including the depth of this defensive backfield, you know, I think that it's actually not so bad because I think what Antonio Hamilton, Kelvin King, Kevin King, what they're adding to kind of depth of this unit, I think is better than what they had in previous years. And we're seeing also Clark Phillips really kind of make, you know, the biggest push he can for that CB2 role where he's fighting with Mike Hughes. And he's had a few interceptions so far, or a couple at least so far in this training camp. And that's the kind of player that he is. So I think that what you have in this defensive backfield, hopefully, is, they might not be as kind of tight in man-to-man coverage situations like Ryan Nielsen was asking of his defensive backs last year. But I think that in a more zone-heavy scheme, you've got guys who can hopefully make plays and create turnovers by jumping routes and being able to, you know, have their eyes on the quarterback a little bit more when they're in their back pedal and just be able to use their natural instincts.
Joe, we appreciate it as always. JP. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Smoking Joe Patrick there, 92.9 The Game, Falcons reporter, bringing you all the coverage you need from training camp. Follow him on Twitter at JAPatrick200 as well for your as live as they can make them, because you know they can't do play-by-play.
Yes.
You don't want to be giving away secrets, but he'll bring you as much knowledge as he possibly can throughout camp, so give him a follow.
For the fans.
Yeah, man. He's the eyes and the ears and the mouth and the nose and the fingertips.
All that.
Everything.
He's the body part for the fans.
Toes. Everything you want. Calf muscles, you name it.
Joe Patrick's got you.
He's got you. All right, we'll be back. We'll get to an AMA coming up next. The phone lines are wide open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on, 404-726-0929. Final hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Hey, let's start with Magic Fred in his van. Hey, Magic Fred.
Hey.
Hey, Andy. Hey, Randy.
What's going on, Fred?
How are y'all, man?
We're excellent. Good to hear from you.
Listen. Before we start, I just got to say congratulations on every accolade you guys get. You're the absolute best. You put up with a lot of you-know-what from people calling you. But I just love you guys to death.
Love you, man.
Wish I could have more cold beers with you.
Yeah, man.
We're going to talk about the Braves here for a second.
All right.
The Braves are getting ready to roll. If they're pitching, we'll stay healthy and hold up because they're starting to hit.
All right. We got you, Fred. Appreciate you, brother.
That was just more of a
love
take.
Love you guys.
Love you too, Fred. he could be right. He could
might
be right.
Be.
The pitch,
might
now,
be.
Yeah, because the pitching is the reason why they are even still in the mix. Riley's been good for a little over a month. Olsen maybe coming around, hitting some fastballs finally, going opposite field a couple times the last week, which you love to see from him.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully. I hope they are.
That's all you can do, right?
Yep. We'll see.
We'll see.
It's the most optimistic take anyone had about them post-trade deadline. We'll see, and that's what we'll do. Chris is in McDonough. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Andy, Randy. What's up, guys?
Hi, Chris.
What's up, man?
Hey, question. Randy, do you like bush peach, first of all?
Hell no. And you know what? I'm not going to let you go, all right?
I don't even know what that is.
For everybody who keeps sending me pictures... And asking me, one of her coworkers, her husband listens all the time. I would never, ever drink bush peach. Never. Never, ever, ever.
All right, and one more. Who would y'all rather sit down and have a drink with, The Rock or Ludacris? I'm going to hang up and listen.
Interesting. The Rock or Ludacris?
The Rock or Ludacris?
I would probably do Luda.
I would too.
Because, yeah, The Rock seemed like he wanted them strong drinkers that, like, they like well, to be, like, grabby. And,
well, yes. Oh, yeah. He's like a grab you hard storyteller. Like, he, all right,
he,
man.
And he had your arm like, God, man, let me
take
go.
It easy. Plus, like, he would probably look at you funny if you didn't order his tequila. You know what I mean? Whatever. I don't know what it's called. But if you didn't get that, he'd be like, oh, what'd you get?
Yeah. I think Luda would be better. But, yeah, Rock. The only reason because Rock seemed like he would be real rough-handed.
No, 100%. Now, again, if it was The Rock versus someone else, I might choose The Rock. It'd probably be kind of fun to get a drink with him too. But like, I would just want to pick Ludacris's brain. Like he was an Atlanta radio host.
Yes,
like we are one. You know,
yeah,
we are the same. Now the rap career's coming. It's coming down the pike. But I mean, this man. Imagine just like the Atlanta stories that he has from way back. Just like a historian. Basically, in terms of the experience that he's had in this city, I would love to find out about that kind of stuff. All right, Billy's in Atlanta. What's up, Billy?
Hey, what's up, fellas? It's been a while.
Hi, Billy.
Hey, Bill, what's happening?
What's happening? Look, so after Boles Matter PR committee representative, I got a few things to say. I say it's easy to bend and dip when I play football.
Okay.
I got an extra thrust in my legs, if you get what I'm saying.
Okay.
And I would say this. People ask the weirdest questions. Like, I get asked, why do you walk like you bowleg? And I'm like, what you mean? Like, I don't choose to walk like this. Like, these legs are factory default. That's all I got to say.
All right, Billy.
Factory default.
So there's some benefits to being bowlegged, Billy says. So that's Billy the Soap Guy. But maybe he's bowlegged Billy the Soap Guy from now on.
Maybe. That's a long name. Billy the Bowlegged Soap Guy.
It's been a minute since we've got some soap.
It's been a while since we got some soap there, Billy.
But we did just find out that he's bowlegged.
Yeah.
So,
but that's the thing about
bowlegged
it. Like,
bowlegged
no,
Billy.
Nobody, like, never mind.
Now, come on.
No.
Why? Mm-mm. Why?
No, nah, man. We're in a row. We're on a roll right now. Next call.
All right. Next Brad call. Is in Atlanta. What's up, Brad?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Brad.
So, have y'all ever skipped a rock? Because I'm scrolling Instagram yesterday, and I see this Ocho Sports or whatever they got.
Yes, that's back tomorrow, don't I think it's not back tomorrow.
He's been a rock 40-something times across the damn pond.
Wow.
Man, have y'all that's incredible. That's hard to do.
Yeah.
If you've ever skipped a rock, that's impressive.
It is, Adam.
Yes, and I love skipping rocks.
Brad. It is Brad. I love skipping rocks. I mean, there's one. You find a perfect rock.
You got to have that perfect little.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to get nice down low in the water.
Yes. I love skipping rocks.
Yeah, no, me too.
Yes.
Me too. I'm a big fan of skipping rocks.
But yeah, I think that Ocho thing comes back this week, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's kind of that time of year.
Yeah, it's that time of year. Yeah.
So you know who's all over that?
Yeah. Oh, Abe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you. Notice how you and I both talked about enjoying skipping rocks, maybe like a little anecdote or two about it.
Yes.
Neither one of us had to go so far as to like declare ourselves elite rock skippers. I bet Abe considers himself to be an elite rock skipper.
There's no doubt about it. No doubt.
What's
your record, bro?
How many skips?
Well, I remember back.
But boy, isn't it fun to just sit there and skip a rock or two?
Yeah, no.
All right, Adam is in Newport Beach? Question mark. Newport Beach.
What's up, y'all?
Hi, Adam.
You're in Newport Beach.
I'm in Melbourne Beach, Florida.
Oh, Melbourne.
Okay.
Got it. Yeah,
I was about to say, look at you, old rich ass, calling us from Newport Beach.
Bo just forgot.
Newport Beach, California.
Andy was knocking on Corvallis a couple weeks ago. I enjoyed it out there.
Oh, good. Good. Glad to hear that you did.
But I did get stuck out there for an extra 3 days because of the airport stuff, but I ain't going to complain about it.
Sure.
But I heard y'all, whoever said they skipped the rock 40 times, that's a lie. But I heard Randy talking about that middle school violence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, man, I went to Heidelberg Middle School also, Patrick Henry Village representing. But, man, it
hold
was
on,
no
hold on,
joke.
Hold on, hold on. You went to PHV middle school?
Yes, sir. I
Hell
told you about
yeah,
it
dog. That's where the violence started 90, at.
I went to, I was there for 6th and 7th grade in the middle school. 92 and 93. I think.
I might have whipped your ass because that's when I was there.
You didn't whip my ass.
I might have threw you in a locker because I think that's when I was there.
I might have put you upside down in the trash.
Now, that ain't never happened to me, so I think people will believe me. Me putting you in a locker and everything. We probably would, but we were there at the same time.
Wow.
We were there at the same time.
Yeah. Maybe you were friends.
Do you remember that skate out there? This is how I know. Do you remember the big half pipe ramp on the basketball court? Were you there then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And me and that dude.
We went to middle school together.
Wow.
Yeah.
Me and a dude named Key Collier. He was from St. Louis.
Okay.
We stomped this guy's head in out there.
Oh, yeah, it was violent.
A dude named Elvis, actually.
Yeah, man. Elvis. Yeah, it was violent out there, man.
Yeah, Elvis bit the dust. I think I got kicked out for 2 weeks for that one.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. You're
not supposed to kick people's heads in.
Yeah, man, we went to the same middle school.
You got a question or what, man? I'm just going to reminisce about beating people senseless.
Randy, I think I lived in building 4465 across the road.
We lived in building 4420.
Yeah. Yeah, it's old time.
Okay, all right, this is what DMs are for.
Appreciate it, brother.
You got to open those DMs up, Randy.
Yeah, but I do have a question.
Okay.
All right. So y'all got to name that sport that you wouldn't be that proud of.
Next question. Next caller. Next caller.
It's not about being not proud. It's just, okay, there's ones that you'd be more proud of than others.
That is not true for
me.
For
me, it is.
That's for Andy. For me, not it Randy. It's yeah. Randy.
No, like if my son won the 100-meter dash.
Yes. Yes,
I'd be the most proud.
Yes, we know this.
I don't know. If he was, I don't know, whatever. Like, okay, so they have crew in the Olympics, right?
Yes.
And that means that there is the little guy in the front of the boat called a coxswain. You get a gold medal for that, but I'd be more proud if he was a sprinter. All right? I'm not scared to say it. Oh, what'd your son win a gold medal for? He was a coxswain. Come on. Sorry. I'd be more proud if he was a sprinter. I am. Or a power lifter, okay? Not afraid to say it.
Oh, but
I'm evolved. I'm a modern forward thinker, but I'm also not in some ways. And if I could choose, I wouldn't choose that one. I'm being honest about it.
Hey, just be honest, man.
Yeah, I don't want my son to be a gold medal coxswain, all right? There you have it. Let's get the takeaways of the day. Why is that so hard to say?
Takeaways
of the day.
Damn it. I don't know where to go start. I'm just going to go back to, I can't go with what we just said, that there's a new phrase for bow-legged, and I said Julie's phrase, and I cannot read my writing.
Spraddle-legged.
Spraddle-legged. I just learned about spraddle-legged.
Also, if you try to climb over a fence and you get stuck on the top of it, that's called Pieselsprung. It's called Pieselsprung. Happy birthday to my mother-in-law. Randy said, French food is only good if you have funny acting taste buds.
It is. Everybody says.
If you want to lead a zen existence, free yourself from legacy brain.
Yes.
And it's definitely a difference between getting checkout professionally and have a dude at a truck stop grabbing your junk.
It is a difference. Okay?
Yeah, one's assault.
Neither are good.
Neither are good.
But one of them's illegal.
One of them's assault.
All right, we'll come back and see what Duke Sabel have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on, 404-726-0929. Final hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Hey, let's start with Magic Fred in his van. Hey, Magic Fred.
Hey.
Hey, Andy. Hey, Randy.
What's going on, Fred?
How y'all, man?
We're excellent. Good to hear from you.
Listen. Before we start, I just got to say congratulations on every accolade you guys get. You're the absolute best. You put up with a lot of you-know-what from people calling you. But I just love you guys to death.
Love you, man.
Wish I could have more cold beers with you.
Yeah, man.
We're going to talk about the Braves here for a second.
All right.
The Braves are getting ready to roll. If they're pitching, we'll stay healthy and hold up because they're starting it yet.
All right, we got you, Fred. Appreciate you, brother.
That was just more of a
love
take.
Love you guys.
Love you too, Fred. he could be right. He could
might
be right.
Be.
The pitch,
might
now,
be.
Yeah, because the pitching is the reason why they are even still in the mix. Riley's been good for a little over a month. Olsen maybe coming around, hitting some fastballs finally, going opposite field a couple times the last week, which you love to see from him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully, I hope they are.
That's all you can do, right?
Yep, we'll see.
We'll see.
It's the most optimistic take anyone had about them post-trade deadline. We'll see, and that's what we'll do. Chris is in McDonough. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Andy, Randy, what's up, guys?
Hi, Chris.
What's up, man?
Hey, question, Randy. Do you like bush peach, first of all?
Hell no. And you know what? Oh, I'm not going to let you go, all right?
I don't even know what that is.
For everybody who keeps sending me pictures and asking me, one of my wife's, one of her coworkers, her husband listens all the time. I would never, ever drink bush peach. Okay. Never. Never, ever, ever.
All right, and one more. Who would y'all rather sit down and have a drink with? The Rock or Ludacris? I'm going to hang up and listen.
Interesting. The Rock or Ludacris?
The Rock or Ludacris?
I would probably do Luda.
I would too.
Because, yeah, The Rock seemed like he wanted them strong drinkers that, like, they like well, to be, he, like, grabby. And,
well, he, yes. Oh, yeah. He's like a grab-you-hard storyteller. Like, all right, man.
And he had your arm like, God, hey, man, let me
take
go.
It easy. Plus, yeah. Like, he would probably look at you funny if you didn't order his tequila. You know what I mean? Whatever. I don't know what it's called. But if you didn't get that, he'd be like, right. Oh, what'd you get?
Yeah. I think Luda would be better. But, yeah, Rock, the only reason, because Rock seemed like he would be real rough-handed.
Yeah. No, 100%. Now, again, if it was The Rock versus someone else, I might choose The Rock. Right. It'd probably be kind of fun to get a drink with him too. But like, I would just want to pick Ludacris's brain. Like he was an Atlanta radio host.
Yes.
Like we are one. You know.
Yeah.
We are the same. Now the rap career's coming. It's coming down the pike. But I mean, this man. Imagine just like the Atlanta stories that he has from way back. Just like a historian. Basically, in terms of the experience that he's had in this city, I would love to find out about that kind of stuff. Yeah. All right, Billy's in Atlanta. What's up, Billy?
Hey, what's up, fellas? It's been a while.
Hi,
hey, Billy. What's happening?
What's happening? I look for after Boles Matter PR committee representative. Oh. I got a few things to say. I say it's easy to bend and dip when I play football.
Okay.
I got an extra thrust in my legs, if you get what I'm saying.
Okay.
And I would say this. People ask the weirdest questions. Like, I get asked, why do you walk like you bowleg? And I'm like, what you mean? Like, I don't choose to walk like this. Like, these legs are factory default. That's all I got to say.
All right, Billy.
Factory default.
So there's some benefits to being bowlegged, Billy says. Man, so that's Billy the Soap Guy. But maybe he's bowlegged Billy the Soap Guy from now on.
Maybe. I got no soap.
That's a long name.
It's a long name. Billy the Bowlegged Soap Guy.
It's been a minute since we've got some soap.
It's been a while since we've got some soap there, Billy.
But we did just find out that he's bowlegged.
Yeah.
So,
but that's the thing about
bowlegged
it. Like,
bowlegged
no,
Billy.
Nobody, like, oh, never mind.
Now, come on.
No.
Why? Mm-mm. Why?
No, nah, man. We're on a roll right now. Next call.
All right. Brad is in Atlanta. What's up, Brad?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Brad.
So, have y'all ever skipped a rock? Because I'm scrolling Instagram yesterday, and I see this Ocho's Sports or whatever they got.
Yeah, that's back tomorrow, don't I think it's not back tomorrow.
He's been a rock 40-something times across the damn pond.
Wow.
Man, that's incredible. That's hard to do.
Yeah.
If you've ever skipped a rock, that's impressive.
It is, Adam.
Yes, and I love skipping rocks.
Brad. It is Brad. I love skipping rocks. I mean, there's one. You find a perfect rock.
Oh, and then you got to have that perfect little.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to get nice down low in the water.
I love skipping rocks.
Yeah, no, me too.
Yes.
Me too. I'm a big fan of skipping rocks.
But yeah, I think that Ocho thing comes back this week, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's kind of that time of year.
Yeah, it's that time of year. Yeah.
So you know who's all over that?
Yeah. Oh, Abe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you. Notice how you and I both talked about enjoying skipping rocks, maybe like a little anecdote or two about it.
Yes.
Neither one of us had to go so far as to like declare ourselves elite rock skippers. I bet Abe considers himself to be an elite rock skipper.
There's no doubt about it. No doubt.
What's your record, bro?
What's your record, bro?
How many skips?
Well, I remember back...
but boy, isn't it fun to just sit there and skip a rock or two?
Yeah, no.
All right, Adam is in Newport Beach? Newport Beach.
What's up, y'all?
Hi, Adam.
You're in Newport Beach.
I'm in Melbourne Beach, Florida.
Oh,
Melbourne. Okay.
Got it. Got it.
I was about to say, look at you, old rich ass, calling us from Newport Beach.
Bo just forgot.
Beach, California.
Andy was knocking on Corvallis a couple weeks ago. I enjoyed it out there.
Oh, good. Glad to hear that you did.
But I did get stuck out there for an extra 3 days because of the airport stuff, but I ain't going to complain about it.
Sure.
But I heard y'all, whoever said they skipped the rock 40 times, that's a lie. But I heard Randy talking about that middle school violence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, man, I went to Heidelberg Middle School also. Patrick Henry Village representing. But, man, it
hold
was
on,
no
hold on, hold on, hold on. You went to PHV Middle School?
Yes, sir. I told
hell
you about
yeah,
it
dog. That's where the violence started at.
I went to, I was there for 6th and 7th grade in the middle school. That, 92 and 93, I think.
I might have whipped your ass because that's when I was there.
I
might have threw you in a locker because I think that's when I was there.
Nah. I might have put you upside down in the trash.
Nah, that ain't never happened to me. So I think people will believe me putting you in the locker and everything. We probably would, but we were there at the same time.
Wow.
We were there at the same time.
Yeah. Maybe you were friends.
Do you remember that skate out there? This is how I know. Do you remember the big half pipe ramp on the basketball court? Were you there then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And me and a dude.
We went to middle school together.
Wow.
Yeah.
Me and a dude named Key Collier. He was from St. Louis.
Okay.
We stomp this guy's head in out there.
Oh, yeah, we said. I'm telling you, it was violent. It was violent.
A dude named Elvis, actually.
Yeah, poor man. Elvis. Yeah, it was violent out there, man.
Yeah, Elvis bit the dust. I think I got kicked out for 2 weeks for that one.
Yeah, I probably.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to kick people's heads
yeah,
in.
Yeah, man, we went to the same middle school.
You got a question or what, man? I'm just going to reminisce about beating people senseless.
Randy, I think I lived in building 4465.
We were
right 40, across the road.
We lived in building 4420.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the old
okay,
time.
Okay,
this is what DMs are for.
Appreciate it, brother.
You got to open those DMs up, Randy.
Yeah, but I do have a question.
Okay.
All right. So y'all got to name that sport that you wouldn't be that proud of.
Next question. Next caller. Next caller. Next caller.
It's not about being
it's
not
proud.
It's not
about being not proud.
It's just, okay, there's ones that you'd be more proud of than others.
That is not true for
me.
Randy.
It is.
That's for Andy.
For me,
not
it is.
Randy. It's
yeah.
Randy.
No, like if my son won the 100-meter dash.
Yes. Yes.
I'd be
know.
The most
yes,
proud.
Yes, we know this.
I don't know. If he was, I don't know, whatever. Like, okay, so they have crew in the Olympics, right?
Yes.
And that means that there is the little guy in the front of the boat called a coxswain. You get a gold medal for that, but I'd be more proud if he was a sprinter. All right? I'm not scared to say it. Oh, what'd your son win a gold medal for? He was a coxswain. Come on. Sorry. I'd be more proud if he was a sprinter. I am. Or a power lifter, okay? Not afraid to say it.
Oh, but
I'm evolved. I'm a modern forward thinker, but I'm also not in some ways. And if I could choose, I wouldn't choose that one. I'm being honest about
hey,
it.
Hey, just be honest, man.
Yeah, can't
man.
Be. I don't want my son to be a gold medal coxswain, all right? There you have it. Let's get the takeaways of the day. Why is that so hard to say?
Oh, man.
Takeaways of the day.
Man, I don't know where to go start. I'm just going to go back to, I can't go with what we just said, that there's a new phrase for bow-legged, and I said Julie's phrase, and I cannot read my writing.
Spraddle-legged.
Spraddle-legged. I just learned about spraddle-legged.
Also, if you try to climb over a fence and you get stuck on the top of it, that's called Peasel-sprung. It's called Peasel-sprung. Happy birthday to my mother-in-law. Randy said, French food is only good if you have funny acting taste buds.
It is. Everybody says.
If you want to lead a zen existence, free yourself from legacy brain.
Yes.
And it's definitely a difference between getting checked out professionally and have a dude at a truck stop grabbing your junk.
It is a difference. Okay?
Yeah, one's assault.
Neither are good.
Neither are good.
But one of them's illegal.
One of them's assault.
All right, we'll come back and see what Duke Sabel have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.